Hey, what's up? Thanks for checking out The Real Sigma. Please like the video and subscribe to the channel if you are a Sigma so that you'll be notified whenever I drop a new video. Also, The Real Sigma is now a podcast on Apple and Spotify. So be sure to share the podcast with family and friends so they'll understand you better as a Sigma. Also, be sure to follow The Real Sigma on Instagram at JBTheRealSigma. And also join the Real Sigma Facebook group. This is where the Sigma community can ask questions and share information with each other. And if you would like to support the channel, you can donate on Cash App, which is $JBTheRealSigma, and on Venmo, which is at JBTheRealSigma. And I want to thank those that have been supporting the channel by donating. You are greatly appreciated, and I have some things in the works that I will be sharing with you guys in the near future that I know you guys will appreciate. Now, for today's topic, the Sigma male and the wealth mindset, or the Sigma male and wealth. Now, before I dive into this, I need to set some foundational things first so that I won't be misunderstood. Now, many fake Sigmas will say the Sigma doesn't care about having any money. And my response to that is a false statement. Because every person on earth needs money to support themselves and support their family. The world operates on money. And so I do not know any real Sigmas, or any person for that matter, that wants to live in poverty and have absolutely zero money. That is just pure stupidity. If someone says the Sigma doesn't care about having any money, because even the Sigma needs income and money to survive and take care of himself and his family. Now, the more correct statement would be is money does not define a Sigma male. So a Sigma needs money to survive, but having an abundance of money or having a lack of money does not define the Sigma, nor does it determine his value and worth. I hope this is making sense. So the correct statement would be money does not define a Sigma. Okay? But most humans living today all want to have more money and resources, right? This is just common sense. Who doesn't want more money? Who doesn't want more pay? Now, anyone saying that they would not like to have more income, more money, more resources is either lying or they are a complete idiot. Why would you not want to have more money or to have financial freedom, right? This should be common sense, people. Now, just because someone desires to have financial freedom or desires to have more income or more money does not mean that they will do anything for that money. Because there are countless times that I have turned down large sums of money because I did not like what I would have to do for that money, or I felt like it was not the right way to acquire that money. So just because you want financial freedom or more income does not mean you will trade your soul for that money. Although there are many people that will sell their soul for money. But the problem is that low-level thinkers do not have the ability to distinguish people beyond trying to get money. So they automatically group all these people trying to get money and categorize them all as people that only care about money or will sell their soul for money, which is not true. And so I'm always trying to produce more income streams, and I'm always pursuing financial freedom because I want to get to a position where my bills, expenses, and lifestyle is paid for by residual income or passive income, which frees up time to allow me to focus on things that I'm passionate about. But just because I'm pursuing these things does not mean I will sell my soul for money, nor does it mean that I only care about money. No. Money is simply a tool that can be used for good or for evil. And that is all that money is to me. It is a resource or a tool that can be used to help me and others. But the lack of money or the abundance of money has never defined me nor determined my value as a person. So I hope this is making sense. Now that I have those things out of the way, let's begin. So I'm going to present some things that may go against what you have thought or believed to be true. Now, when I'm talking about wealth, I'm not necessarily talking about millions of dollars or large sums of money, although wealth can include that and does include that, but wealth is more of a mindset. I'm going to say that again. Wealth is more of a mindset and a way of using money. Okay? And what do I mean by this? Well, let me ask you a question. What is the difference between a wealthy person and a person in poverty? Well, most people will say the wealthy person has money and the person in poverty has no money, which is true. But I want to challenge you to be a little more advanced in your thinking. You see, the real difference between a wealthy person and a person in poverty is their mindset towards money. And what do I mean by this? Well, the person in poverty has a certain way of viewing money and using money. The person in poverty does not understand how money really works. And because they do not understand how money works, they do not use money in a way that could produce more money. Instead, they use money in the same way people in poverty use it. They use money to buy things that cannot produce more money. So, for example, when a poor person gets $1,000, okay, they may buy food, pay rent, buy groceries, pay bills, and they may have some money left over. And with that leftover money, they will buy things that they don't need, or what we call liabilities. So with the remaining money, they may buy cigarettes, alcohol, new material things like shoes or clothes, or go out to eat somewhere, etc., etc. So they spend all the remaining money on things that are consumed and do not really benefit the person financially. And so this is what is called a poverty mindset. They simply do not understand how money works, so they continue to use money incorrectly. I hope you're tracking with me. This is why you see a person in poverty, they may win the lottery, and they have millions of dollars given to them. But within a year, all their money is gone and they are going back to being broke and poor. So it wasn't the money that made them wealthy. No, if they don't have the right mindset, they're not going to be wealthy. Why? Because you simply gave a bunch of money to a person who still had a poverty mindset. So they continued to use money incorrectly until it was all gone. So now they are back to being broke. Hope you're tracking with me. Now, a person with the wealth mindset, they view money very differently. They understand the main principle of money, which is that money can generate more money. And when you understand this, you can now begin to build wealth. So the wealth mindset is focused on investing money rather than spending money on things that have no financial benefit or gain. And this causes their money to produce more money. So their money is going much further than the person in poverty. The person in poverty will spend their money on something and then it's gone. So if that person that won the lottery had a wealth mindset instead of a poverty mindset, they would have invested the majority of the money that they won and be able to live off of passive income for the rest of their lives. See the difference? So the money is not what determines if a person is wealthy or poor or in poverty. It is the mindset. So again, I say wealth and poverty are mindsets. They are ways of viewing money and using money. So even a person that has a very low income at the moment, they can have a wealth mindset. And before you know it, all of their investing is now producing enough money to where they can live off of the residual income or passive income. And this is what we call financial freedom. And they begin to have more money coming in passively that covers all their expenses with money left over to buy things that are not investments. And they can choose to reinvest the leftover money, which will keep producing more money, or they can buy a few things that they like. But they've invested enough money that they can now begin to live off of that. Now, true Sigmas will eventually gain the wealth mindset at some point in their life. The wealth mindset is not natural to most people. It most often has to be taught or explained to someone because It is an understanding of how money works. So eventually Sigmas will learn the wealth mindset. And this is important to a Sigma because remember, one of the most important things to a Sigma is being independent and free to do whatever he wants. And the Sigma will never be truly independent and free if he still has to work for money all the time. But the wealthy Sigma has money working for him rather than him working for the money. I hope you're following me. And once the Sigma has enough passive income to cover his expenses and whatever else he wants, he is now able to go and do whatever he wants whenever he wants. And this is why the wealth mindset is important for the Sigma in particular, because it will allow the Sigma to fulfill some of his deepest desires, which are true independence and freedom. Now, there's a profound verse in the Bible that says, "The love of money is the root of all evil." And I see this misquoted all the time by very low-level thinkers or people that are not very detail-oriented. And they end up misquoting this by saying, "Money is the root of all evil." When in actuality it says, "The love of money is the root of all evil." Now there's a big difference between money and the love of money. They're two totally different things. See, money is neutral. It is simply a tool. So a tool in itself cannot be evil. The tool can be used for good or for evil, but the tool itself is not evil. For example, a gun is simply a tool that can be used for good or for evil. The gun in itself is not evil. The gun can be used to protect one's family, which would be considered good. Or it can be used to rob and murder, which are evil. But again, the gun itself is neutral. It's about how the person uses that neutral tool. I hope you're following me. Now, another example is a knife. A knife is neutral. The knife is not good or evil. It can be used to cut veggies, cut food, cut meat, cut, you know, rope, whatever. But that same knife can be used to stab someone and kill them. Does that make the knife evil? No. The knife was simply a tool that was used for evil. But the knife is used for many good things as well. It makes life easier by using it to cut food, cut rope, or whatever it is needed for. And it can even be used to defend oneself if necessary. So I hope that all makes sense. So we know that money is neutral. It is not good or evil, but it is the love of money that is the root of all evil. Meaning, someone who loves money will usually do anything to get it. A person that is in love with money will lie, cheat, steal, and kill for money. They will have no problem selling their soul for money because they will be willing to do anything to get what they love, which is that money. And so a person can acquire millions and billions of dollars without ever loving it. So as I'm acquiring money, I don't have any love for money because I know it is simply a tool. That is why I can turn down money that I don't believe to be a good way to get it. Whereas someone who loves money will often get it in any way that they can. And that is the difference between someone who loves money and someone who doesn't love the money. See, I appreciate money and I understand its value and its purpose, but I will never love it. I will never trade my morals, my soul, or my standards for money, no matter the amount of money offered to me. But the person that loves money will give anything for what they love. And that means they will screw other people over for money. They will cheat for money. They may even kill for money. And so I always tell people, get money, but never love money. Understand the purpose of money and how it works, but never love it, because money will never love you. It is simply a tool. Now for me, I'm always looking to invest money into things that will produce a new income stream for me. So as I create new income streams, I will have money coming at me from many different angles. and I will not be relying on one income stream for my well-being. Whereas someone whose only income stream is their job, they can be fired or laid off, and now they have no income at all, and they're in a tough position. But if that same person was working their job and also investing into different income streams, if they got fired or laid off, they would still have several other ways that the money is coming in. So they would not be relying on that job in order to live. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with only having one income stream, but if you want financial freedom, you will need to begin having multiple income streams. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, and you should not make any financial decisions based on what I say. But I'm just going to share with you some of my favorite ways to produce passive income. Number one, starting an online business. See, to create an online store or some form of online business has very little investment cost and very little operating cost, usually. So anyone can start an online business and begin making money. And the other great thing about an online business is that your store or your online business can have access to an unlimited number of people because it is online. You have access to millions and millions of people, whereas a physical retail store is limited by its location and has much more upfront costs to start and operating costs. Okay? Now, secondly, one of my favorite ways is investing in cryptocurrencies. See, the great thing about many cryptocurrencies is that you can gain interest on them. And the interest is paid to you in the actual cryptocurrency coin. And this can produce a very nice passive income stream. And you can do this with multiple different cryptos and produce multiple different passive income streams just within the crypto industry. And third, rental properties. See, real estate has produced more millionaires than any other industry. And having a rental property will bring you a rent check every month. Because no matter what is going on in the world, people will always need a place to live. So rental properties are a great way to produce a passive income stream. Okay? Now, I didn't go too deep into this stuff, but I just wanted to get your mind thinking in this way that you can produce different income streams. And so I hope this video was helpful. If you found any value in this video, please hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. And please share the video with those that you think could benefit from it. Also, if you would like to support the channel, you can donate on Cash App at $JBTheRealSigma or on Venmo at JBTheRealSigma. And again, thank you to everyone that has been donating. I really appreciate you guys. And I'm actually using the money donated to produce some things for the Real Sigma channel, which I know you guys will appreciate. And also remember that the Real Sigma is a podcast on Apple and Spotify. So be sure to share the podcast with family and friends so they can understand you better as a Sigma. And be sure to follow the Real Sigma on Instagram at JBTheRealSigma. And join the Real Sigma Facebook group. This is where the Sigma community can ask questions and discuss ideas and concepts and share memes or whatever they like. Also, if you're new to the Real Sigma channel, I recommend that you begin watching from my first video called What is a Sigma Male? Because I go very deep into the breakdown of the Sigma archetype in that video. And then begin to go through the other videos until you get caught up with all the videos. So again, thanks for checking out The Real Sigma. Keep working on yourself and master your emotions. God bless you guys.